During the Great Recession, 48 states cut spending on higher education, according to the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. That funding has not rebounded. North Carolina colleges and universities lost 25% in state funds since 2008. South Carolina schools lost about 40%. As WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports, schools are charging students a variety of special fees to make up for those cuts.
It used to be all parents had to do was add up tuition and room and board to figure out the cost of college. Not so these days. Schools are charging students for things many never paid for before. Some added library, Wi-Fi, and course fees, which can range from a few dollars to a couple thousand.
In some cases, it may give the students something they really want, new student union or whatever, but that's not always the case.
Inside Higher Ed editor Scott Jasik.
In many cases, they've come to cover academic-related topics, and to many people, that's what tuition is supposed to pay for. And again, it makes it harder for a prospective student or that student's family to sort of look at the cost of college and say, okay, here's what we're going to need for the next 4 years.
In the UNC system, for example, there is a special $500 computer fee for engineering students at NC State. Emergency medical care students at Western Carolina are charged a $700 fee, and studio art and art history majors at UNC Greensboro are paying a new $400 and $100 fee, respectively. UNC System COO Charles Peruse blames the fees mainly on the recession and state cutbacks.
The year before the recession, you know, we were at $2.6 billion, and right now we're at about $2.5 billion. So over a period of 7 years, we've lost $100 million.
Not everything can be blamed on the recession. This year, students on all 17 UNC system campuses will pay a first-time $30 annual security fee. Beth Harding, UNC Charlotte's vice president for business affairs, says the fee was needed to comply with stricter federal regulations on how schools report and respond to campus crimes.
For many campuses, the campus security fee is really the only way to get incremental revenue to devote to the increasing cost of providing security on campus. In some cases, people would prefer that the campuses reallocate money. For a campus that's plateaued in terms of enrollment or they're shrinking, that is really difficult to do. So 30 was a reasonable compromise.
Most of the new and increased special fees are not across the board. Many involve specific course and lab fees and fees to upgrade and maintain equipment for science, computer, journalism, or music programs. But a lot of those fees can be high. For example, some UNC Chapel Hill dental students will pay a $2,500 instrument management fee, and filmmaking students at UNC School of the Arts will pay a more than $1,300 special fee this year.
We don't fee people to death.
Again, UNC System COO Charles Peruse.
Fee costs have been going up, very similar to undergraduate tuition rate. But we have a 5% cap annually on what resident tuition and fee increases can be. We're probably at the lower end of the scale if you looked at us nationally, because we have that 5% cap.
Which might explain why the course fee list for the UNC system schools is light when compared to Winthrop University's in Rock Hill. Winthrop has special fees for nearly 600 courses. They range from $5 to $65 for biology and political science classes and $15 to $140 for arts classes. There are $50 to $200 fees for chemistry courses and $25 to $100 fees for foreign language and math classes. Jeffrey Perez is a senior legal official at Winthrop.
Things like course fees and lab fees. We're very careful to note them in the curriculum and the course guide so that students are aware of those fees.
A lot of Winthrop's course fees were added during the recession years, such as an annual library fee that's now $80. Officials say it's needed because the library is open 24 hours on weekdays. There's also a $70 safety fee that was added to beef up security in response to shootings on other campuses. Freshmen are exempt from the library fee, but they do have to pay a $50 post office fee if they live on campus. Perez points to reduced state funding as the reason for the increased fees.
Their increases have been nowhere near the loss in state aid. Since 2008, In Winthrop's case, we went from about $26 million per year in state aid to $13 million.
UNC Charlotte officials say fees account for about 45% of what in-state undergraduates pay each year to attend school there. With the economy steadily improving, UNC Charlotte's Business Affairs Vice President Harding thinks their fees have peaked and is not predicting new ones for the future.
I think we're far enough past the worst of the Great Recession to see that. We're certainly concerned about accessibility and affordability. So the fees are one issue, but getting students to complete programs faster is the best thing that we can do.
But the revenue challenge will remain. State funding per student at UNC Charlotte is still below pre-recession levels. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn in Charlotte.